Good afternoon.
Welcome along to the Sideline View. Tell us a little bit about the Bendigo Dragons BMX Club.
Well, thanks for having me. So we're just a small club in Bendigo that cater for the young kids and older teenagers to get out and have a bit of fun on their bikes, enjoy a bit of exercise and competition at the same time.
Now, you mentioned they're about competitions. We'll get to that question in a few moments' time. But how young do they start in the old BMX world? Because I remember getting my first BMX bike when I was about six, and I had the spokey dokies on it. That's how far back I go. Yeah. And also the bit of cardboard with the peg to make it sound like a motorbike. Does that still happen?
Yeah, no, unfortunately it doesn't happen. So they're starting a bit younger now. We can start them off at 2 years old.
Oh, wow.
So we can start them off, and it's called a mini-wheeler, which is the balance bikes without pedals.
Yep.
We can start them off, and they can run up to state titles. They still competitive racing with the little ones as well. And you can go right up to 50-plus categories. So you're never too old, never too young.
So has BMX sort of taken off? Because it's been in the, now forgive my ignorance, it's been in the, either the Commonwealth or the Olympic Games. Has it sort of increased due to that?
So I would say it had died off a little bit, but now it's coming on. It's pretty full strength now. Because you can go to the Olympics through it.
Yep.
It's getting more and more popular, and with what's happened, everyone wants to get out and exercise and get their kids out of the house. So it's a really good way to do that.
Now, we mentioned earlier about competitions. What sort of competitions do you do? Do you compete against yourselves or do you compete against other clubs around Victoria?
Yeah. So the Bendigo Club has what's called a clubby every fortnight, and that's just racing ourselves at the club and all the members there. You've also got, we do a winter challenge with, say, Ballarat and Sunbury. So the three clubs, we all get together, go to one track each couple of weeks and race each other. And then you've got outside of Bendigo, you've got your main open events, which is like Shepparton, you've got Lilydale, all around Melbourne, go up to Sydney, everywhere. So you could do that and also go through to state titles, and then you can go through to America if you want to.
Oh, wow. So, yes, the sky's the limit, yeah. So to speak. So I've had a look at your track, and I must say I'm not too good with heights. As a matter of fact, if I stand on top of my letterbox, I get a little bit dizzy. So I've had a look at the top of yours. It's quite high up.
Yeah, so the start hill is actually a 5-metre start hill, and you've got a 2-stage start ramp, yeah. So to generate more speed, obviously.
Yep.
And some of the jumps are over 20 foot, so it's getting up there.
Oh, look, I love riding. I love BMX. I think it's fantastic. And the fact that you can do what you do is absolutely amazing. But as I said, when it comes to heights and me, I'm not the best. So I might be on those little pedally ones that you mentioned earlier,
yeah.
just to make sure I keep myself on the ground. Just give us some names, Hayden, in relation to maybe someone who's doing quite well in the particular sport at the moment. You can do some name drops if you like. Is there anyone that's standing out above and beyond?
We've got a few youngsters coming through. There's Marcus Walker, Sammy O'Grady, Sam Ahern. There's Maddie White, which is one of our pro riders. So we've got a fair few young ones coming up, and we've got a couple of old ones there as well.
Now,
it's going really well.
Good to hear. Now, if anyone is interested in taking it up BMX, you mentioned there about the youngsters right through to the mature age. If anyone has looked at it and thought, oh, this isn't too bad through, as you say, the Olympics, or whether they've just driven past your course, how can they get involved?
Yeah, so we're on Facebook at Bendigo Dragons BMX Club. We're also got the email, which is bendigobmx.com, hotmail.com, sorry. Yep. So also we do training on a Tuesday night, so that starts off at 5:30 till 7:30, and we've also started a Thursday night, 5:30 to 6:30 for the beginners, just to get them going around the track with the less of stress.
Yep.
So you're more than welcome to come down to the club, have a chat, have a talk. There's a 4-week free trial that you can trial and come along and have a go. But, you can do it. The whole family can do it. It's one of those sports that the whole family can do. Me, my wife, and my daughters all do it. So, yeah, it's one of those things that you can do on the same day, the whole family.
Well, I'll tell you what, for the BMX that I ride, let me tell you, it needs to be reinforced about 7 million times over, mate, because I don't think I'd fit on the seat, to be perfectly honest. But I tell you what, it is a whole lot of fun. I've watched it, as I say, down at your course there, down at your track there, and it is absolutely amazing. Hey, Hayden, really do appreciate your time this afternoon on the Sideline View, and let's see if we can get some more members down there for you.
Awesome. Thank you very much.